WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
47-year-old saxophonist Ravi Coltrane's parents were musicians. His mother was pianist and harpist Alice Coltrane. But Ravi didn't seriously turn to music till he was in his early 20s in the mid-1980s. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Coltrane's late start may have worked out to his advantage. He understood the attractions and pitfalls of following in the footsteps of his father, John Coltrane.
Ravi Coltrane didn't make his burden any lighter, choosing to play tenor and soprano saxophones, same instruments dad John Coltrane indelibly stamped with his influence. Ravi knew early he needed his own voice. On tenor, he has his own ways of bending and inflecting a note, applying flexible vibrato. Even when his noble sound bears witness to his heritage, Ravi Coltrane can draw on his father's language and make it his own. This is from Ravi's The Change, My Girl. On tenor or liquid mercury soprano sax, Ravi Coltrane is no nostalgist. He's a musician of his own era, like his longtime bandmates, pianist Luis Perdomo, bassist Drew Gress, and E.J. Strickland, crisp, contemporary drummer who goes easy on the ride cymbal to get a drier sound. Even when the music's agitated, the players leave room for the listener to breathe. You can hear as much on Crossroads. This isn't your father's soprano sax feature. Crossroads by Ravi Coltrane's quartet from his new album Spirit Fiction on Blue Note. For a few tracks here, Coltrane reconvenes an older quintet, including trumpeter Ralph Alessi. On Alessi's tune Yellow Cat, the horns play straight through Jerry Allen's two-minute piano solo, an oddball move. You think they'd be in her way, but the background horns help you hear how Allen weaves through and around the harmonies. Ravi Coltrane tweaks the two-band lineups on his new album to allow for one-off combinations from duo to sextet without losing his focus. He also works in a couple of guest shots by producer and like-minded tenor saxophonist Joe Lovano on tunes by Paul Motion and Ornette Coleman. For all the musical chairs, there's a depth and season quality to Ravi Coltrane's spirit fiction that befits an artist approaching 50. But he doesn't like things too settled, which is why he's now put his working quartet on hiatus. They know each other's moves too well. Looking to subvert that easy interplay, for Spirit Fiction's title track, the quartet's members were recorded two at a time. Then those improvised duos were artfully superimposed to reconstitute the band. Its success says a lot about these players' mutual understanding. They're in sync even when they can't hear each other.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Spirit Fiction, the new album by saxophonist Ravi Coltrane on the Blue Note label.